Nice, dude. This started with a burp. Hell yeah. Welcome to the Patreon episode. My like eighth Patreon episode because I can't get on the main fucking channel.
You can't get on the main feed. Save my life. It's just you acting damn fool.
You acted dog. I was really good on the last one. It was you that time. All right.
It was. I'll give you that. No. It was me.
I was trying not to be insane on main. Which is like really difficult for me. Anyways, we were talking about sexual predators because I got new glasses and I look like a chomo.
And I said that the thing is that they dress like they fuck, and it's because they do, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's because
that
they fuck.
Do. Yeah, and that's unfortunate. They should not be fucking, but they are. And that's the
it really is unfortunate. Look at Jeffrey Dahmer, dude. Like, I mean, come on. The drip immaculate. The drip was fucking immaculate. Dude thought he was fucking Palpatine. Can you be more sauced?
He Kaiki was one of the first white boys to ever.
He was fucking gay black dudes, bro. Yeah, no, he really was the first white boy to bust it down sexual style. Like he was like, I don't really want to like say this, but honestly, one of my sex idols. Maybe not the murder part, but like he's putting it down, dude. Like he was putting it down.
Well, he was a bottom. We've established this. He was a bottom. He was a power bottom. Probably one of the most powerful bottoms.
One of the most powerful bottoms. Yeah. Yeah. When you put it up there, you know, you're like, you know, fucking let me tell you the tale of like Darth Plagueis. Like that's where he was for power bottoms. Like the most powerful bottom.
Just like one of the things that really pisses me off is how competent John Wayne Gacy is as an artist. Like he's good. You know what I'm saying? Like John Wayne Gacy could have just been an artist. He didn't have to do all the fucking child murder and stuff.
Speaking of Johns that are artists, dude, John Hinckley got out of prison and started selling his art. And I really want an original John Hinckley.
Yeah, they're not real that bad. Expensive. They're like
$500. Yeah. For the people listening that don't know, John Hinckley is the man that tried to kill Ronald Reagan for some pussy, which is respectable. I think really, if you tried to kill Ronald Reagan for any reason, that's respectable.
I don't want to give John Hinckley his flowers because wasn't she like 12 or 14 when he did that?
I don't know. Look it up.
Dog, she was young. She was a little too young.
Look it up. I don't know.
John Hinckley should, like, it's based that John Hinckley
shot at Reagan.
How did
he dress? First off, we gotta ask the question, what did he look like at the time? Because if he looked good, fair. But, like, if he looked like shit, she might have been legal. He'd be like, that guy can't fuck kids. He looks like shit.
It's crazy because it's like Epstein. Epstein was sauced out, right? P. Diddy currently.
Dog.
Meek Mill. Right, like these.
I have a picture on my phone that I've been wanting to share on Twitter, and I decide against it because it's a picture of like it's like a black and gray edit of fucking Epstein, and it's like him in a suit looking sauced out, and like the black bars over Ghislaine Maxwell's eyes, and it's like I don't have time for the opinion of like broke soft A's, and I'm like I want to post it so bad on some shit, and every time I do, I'm like. I don't think we're that deranged yet.
You're not. No, you're not even close.
No, not me that deranged. I just don't think the post I was going to throw it on is that deranged. And like, I'm honestly posting like pictures of like a 357 like internal mouth, like you know, photo. Like I'm going nuts on Twitter all the time, telling people to kill themselves constantly because I don't give a fuck. You know, Elon Musk is only for free speech if you're not funny. That's what we figured out. Like anyone bullying anyone worth bullying and telling them to kill themselves. Like if I go tell Donald Trump to kill himself and that he's like a waste of sperm, like I get banned. Right. But if Elon Musk is like, oh, fucking these are paid actors in this school full of children that got shot up. It's like you're not funny, but you can say that because you're not funny. The second you're funny, you start hurting people's feelings.
He's almost an anti-homie in that way.
Yeah, dude, for real. It's evil.
I'm going to allow it. Listen, if it made me chuckle a little bit. You get a pass,
dude. Like, it's seriously, like,
listen,
yeah.
I don't want to be laughing at this, but it's good. You got me. Got me there.
Yeah, he really did. Why did he shoot? Okay, it was Jodie Foster. When was Jodie Foster born? Jodie Foster was born in 1962. When did John Hinckley try to shoot Ronald Reagan? Okay, Hinckley became obsessed from the 1976 Taxi Driver. Okay, yeah, 12-year-old. That's a little
12.
Weird.
Yep.
All right, yeah.
Yep, there we go.
Okay, fair. Was he obsessed with that one, though? How old was she when he shot Ronald Reagan?
She couldn't have been
much older, dog. It was 1981.
So 1962 to 1981. What's the time frame on that?
19.
What's the time frame? 19.
I think.
I don't give him a pass because he became obsessed with her from Taxi Driver. Right.
Yeah, dude, 1961 to 1981. She was 20. He might have been like, "Oh, she's a cute kid," and then just
No, he did try to stalk her.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Come on, man.
I'm gonna give him his flowers. I don't care. I'm gonna be real with you. I don't care if anyone had tried to shoot Ronald Reagan. You could have been like, "I want to usher in the right white race and just murder all black people." So I'm gonna kill Ronald Reagan to do it. I'm gonna be like, that's fucked up, but you did try to kill Ronald Reagan.
He was cooking.
Yeah, you were cooking. You just weren't. It's not in the right kitchen, dude. You know what I mean? You brought a wok to the tamale cook-off. No, all right, no, like it's fucked no. up. You were cooking, but you weren't cooking with the right utensils. All right.
So you're telling me that if Hitler had somehow survived and didn't die, like didn't kill himself in the bunker,
yeah,
right,
and tried to kill Ronald Reagan,
and he escaped to like Buenos Aires and lived out his life until he's like, Ronald Reagan, this guy's stealing my fucking swag, dude. I got to do something about it. On folking him. So he goes up. I imagine Hitler saying, "On folking, on folking,
yeah,
them.
Absolutely, on folking, them.
on folking, them.
Swab the forks." Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This bit's getting out of hand. Continue.
Yeah, this is. A dangerous ass bit. It's gonna end in one of us saying the N-word in a German accent, and I don't want that at all. That's bad. That is.
If you're asking
bad.
if he had succeeded in killing Ronald Reagan, yes, I would have given him his flowers. I'd have been like, that shit you did back in the day, real fucked up. Not a pass on that. But killing Ronald Reagan, that does get you a couple brownie points. Granted, you're still like negative. You know, you're like negative 998. Because that last shit got you like negative 1,000, but you get +2 for killing Ronald Reagan. Game recognized game, dude. You know what I mean? You would have to kill a lot of shitty people for me to be like, nah, he's cool. You have to do a lot, dude. You killed like 6 million people. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh my
like,
God. It's crazy though, because I cannot scold you too hard because like, listen, like I get very emotional thinking about like the fucking the Khmer Rouge, the fucking the killing fields, seeing how horrific everything went down, like in that whole fucking like it's awful, right? But on the exact flip side of that, one of the funniest things about Pol Pot is that he was killing people for wearing glasses because he literally was like, no nerds in my country.
Here's the problem. I get mad every time you say I'm problematic and going too far because I know you're just as problematic as me in different areas.
I'm just trying not to. Yeah, dude. I can't walk that. But I'm aware. No. I'm aware of this, dog. I know that. I know. There's no.
Dog. I'm fully aware of this. I embrace it, dude. I live in it. I'm like part of the sludge, dude. I'm not dodging the fucking slime monster fucking allegations, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm in the sewage. Anyways, I wanted to tell you, the reason I wanted to start recording back on sexual predators, that's a wild segue. So there used to be this PSA that, dude, it doesn't matter. So me and the boys, when I used to stream on Twitch, like after I would get done, we would just go like degenerate, right? We would go on campsites. We would just try to look up the most fucked up shit we could find. Not like killing people because we were over that by this point, but just like the most fucked up shit that was like socially acceptable, right? So there's like shit in my friend group outside of you that like are phrases that will make all of us laugh if we say it. One of them is Dorito Asian boy because of a fucking campsite. We just came across this Asian dude in like a fucking Speedo and like that, like he was reading something and someone had typed the little Asian boy and that's how he said it. And it fucking sent us. I watched a German guy stick a whole fist up his ass one time on one of those campsites. Campsites fucking rule, dude.
It's wild, dude,
if you want to have a good time with the boys, just go fucking troll and not like Omegle, like go to like the fucking like I'm here to fuck myself campsites. You'll see some crazy shit. So we would like go like look up YouTube videos. We would just collect them through the week and like share them once a week. It was a fucking absolute wild experience. But one of those trigger words for the inside joke is there used to be like the sexual PSA. And I imagine someone listening to this will know what I'm talking about. You got fucked up people around you. Some motherfucker will have seen this. It's from like the fucking 80s. And it was like just trying to get people to like not get molested. But like they're fucking It's like this old man and they're at a party or whatever. And he's like, hey, do you want to like come learn how to like build some shit, like some carpentry shit? And the kid's like, yeah, boy, would I? And he like gets in there and they're like painting a chair. And he's like, boy, you're doing good. And he's like, picks up the paint and like drops it on this kid. And he's like, oh, no, I spilled my paint on you. And he's like, we're going to have to take off your clothes and take some Polaroids. And so now like the friend group, like anytime anyone's getting creepy, we're like, oh, no, I spilled my blue paint on you. And like immediately fucking starts sending everybody. It's much like the same thing that the inside joke with me is like, if I ever go on a date, the first question I get asked by my friends is like, did you guys watch Blazing Saddles? Because fucking one of my neighbors that I fucked, she was cheating on her husband with me. I went over to watch Blazing Saddles with her. It was the first time she sucked my dick. Dude, yeah. I'm never living it down. That was 11 years ago.
Yeah, you're fucking nutting over. You're like nutting hard to Gene Wilder saying the N-word.
Dude, that movie's so good. That movie's so good. Another one of my problematic things is I'm a huge fan of satire. And, like, the deeper the satire is, the more I like it. Like, Starship Troopers is, like, one of my favorite movies.
I was trying to explain to somebody that, like, what is it? I think satire is fake and gay. I think sometimes, like, here's what I mean by that, right? Like, I'm the kind of guy, you know me, I'm, like, a schizoanalysis type of guy. I'm capable of, like, analyzing and holding lots of different ideas in my head at once, right? Even contradictory ideas, being able to hold and see that, you know, both of them can ring true, that kind of shit, right? Real intellectual style shit, right? But like, I wanted to play Helldivers because people were telling me like, oh, it's a pretty fun game, like, and then on the other side of that, other people were saying like, it's like American propaganda, it's like a right-wing Republican push to blah blah during the thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, man, like I'm capable of that, but the game seems fun and lots of people are playing it and I'm looking for something new, I should just try it. So I play it, and the moment that I play it, the first place that I go to, I just pick a place at random. It's Malevolon Creek, which is like robot.
Yeah, you wouldn't fought the Terminators yet, Robo. Yeah,
it's like robot. Instantly, the moment I land in there, I heard some folks have won, made to win the fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I instantly was just like, I will kill I will spill oil for America for the rest of my life. Like, dude, I was in it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm shooting, and I'm like, goddamn, you're right. Robo Charlie's in the trees, right? Like,
it's robot Vietnamese. Man, all right. But, get down. Yeah.
fuck. It was Roachie Man, was what I was doing, bro.
Roachie Man, dude. Is
yeah,
wild.
Roachie Man's that's a son of a bitch, dude. Yeah. That was so Robo Chi Man. I was saying Robo Chi Man is what I was saying, dude.
And dude, we got in there last night. I played like my first couple of rounds of that with the boys, and I got like the arc thrower, the lightning gun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I literally couldn't stop pretending to be a wizard. I was in there like shooting it. I was like, lightning bolt. And I was like, I couldn't stop fucking doing it. And they're like, you want another gun? I'm like, no, dude. This is the only gun I ever want. Dude, this gun's sick.
I got kicked from a D&D group. I've only ever done D&D once in my life. Mm-hmm. Right, like I like tried to do it seriously once with my sister and her friends, and I got kicked from the group. Like, they told me never to come back to the house, and it was because like I just chose to be a mage, right? And like I was like, yeah, I'm a mage and I'm evil. I'm an evil mage, and that's how I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, so I'm like anytime, a mage if he sucked toes and ate ass.
I just wanted to do magic spells, and I kept being like, I want to roll. They're like, oh, what do you want to cast? And I was like, penis and small mint. And they're like, that's not a spell. And I'm like, it is now.
Dog, yeah,
it
yeah, dude,
now,
fuck
dude.
It.
You hit someone, yeah. And they're like, what does it do? I'm like, it's a debuff, obviously, right?
Yeah,
it's a combat debuff.
No, I'm all for homebrew spells. It's like, if you wrote this shit out, yeah, I'll respect it.
I'm like, dog, I'm quick, you know, my brain is quick. So I was just like coming up. They're like, okay, what does a penis and small man do? I'm like, it's a combat debuff. And they're like, how is it a combat debuff? I'm like, imagine you're about to swing an axe and a guy hits you with a penis and small man and your dick is now an inch shorter. Are you going to continue with that axe swing? No, you're going to check your pants. Yeah. You're going to be like, what the fuck? If you want to get quit if you want to get technical. It's technically a paralysis, right? Let's get real here. It's a negation. Dick paralysis. Dude.
Yeah.
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 Penis is small, mid, butt cheek healing. What was the other one that I would do? Butt cheek healing is
fucking wild.
Yeah, people would die of dysentery all the time. I would just do that to... I'm just an asshole. Like, I don't know. Don't play D&D with me because I don't take it seriously at all. And the guy I was playing either. With, he's like... Yeah, but other people you know, I'm going to be real with way. You. Like,
no, that's bullshit. First off, anyone that's played D&D for a considerable amount of time is no longer serious about D&D. Like, I'm saying this is someone who's been playing D&D since he was 12. Like, I'm 31 now. Dog, I had my last character that I played when I wanted to give the time to a group was named Kronk Lee. It was an orc, half-orc monk that spoke in the third person. And my whole shtick was I just wanted to scam people. That was, I was participating in combat and shit. And then, like, my DM gave me, like, these fucking bracers that, like, he was like, oh, it gives you, like, plus to persuasion or whatever. Like, you can, like, do, like, a combat thing and, like, you know, and he didn't explain it good, so I was like, oh, so, like, people will tell me shit. And he's like, yeah. And then he never gave me any prompt to use them, like, where it felt, like, natural. So anytime we would interact with someone as the party would leave away, I'd be like, I hang back for a second. And I'm like, I'm going to talk to him. And he's like, all right, well, what the fuck do you want to say to him now that everyone's gone? And I was like, oh, I do my martial arts routine with my bracers. And, like, I'm going to ask him a question. And he's like, what are you going to ask him? And I was like, what's the most fucked up thing you ever did? And, like, I just made him come up with terrible stories. And then I'd be like, dude, you're a piece of shit. And then I'll walk away. And he's like, I'm not telling you a fucked up thing. And I was like, I'm refusing to play until you come up with something fucked up. Like, and it's got to be really fucked up. He's like, oh, one time I kicked a dog. I'm like, no. More fun. I want to hear, like, some shit he wouldn't tell anybody. Like, you would have to, like, have, like, jumper cables on his nipples, his balls, and some gasoline, like, to get this fucking information out of him.
So, on my playthrough, they hit one of the, like, clerics or whatever the fuck. He's like, oh, yeah, I cast silence on Marcos so he can't fucking do this shit no more. And then I was like, okay. And then, so the next time we did something, I started throwing gang signs. And it was like, you fucked up, dude. I can still cast
on the set.
Yeah, you guys ain't got shit, dude.
On the set, just throwing up gang signs on a goblin. Throwing up
C's, big C's on a goblin. Creep.
I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, crip walking.
God. Yeah.
No, the best D&D campaigns are playing with people that are like into D&D for hella long and have played enough campaigns like super serious that they're like, I'm just kind of here to get drunk and have an adventure. Mm. And like, the best D&D campaign is just with a bunch of people that are kind of goofing off.
My sister's friends were like shitheads. My sister, she like was a theater kid, and then she went to a very expensive school, like on a scholarship, and all her friends were kids.
Playing D&D with thespians is the worst.
Oh, absolutely. I got kicked out of one time. It was not even a D&D thing. We were just hanging out, and I got kicked out of this lady's house. I got kicked out of her house because she said that I was an unabashed bigot and anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Because she was talking about
I do what be I said was Jewish.
No. she was talking about, like, she said something about, like, Israel something. Like, because, okay, no, here's what it was. We get to her house. She lived in, like, this fucking palatial mansion in, like, Cupertino. Crazy fucking huge. Cupertino.
That's a $2 word. But, yeah, go for it.
It's palatial is the only way to describe it, dude. Her driveway was a mile to get to her house. So from her mailbox to her house was a mile, right? I don't know if you know how expensive that zip code is, that Cupertino zip code is, but that shit's not cheap. You know what I'm saying?
No, because generally, probably if it's that expensive, I don't give a shit about anything that's going on there unless a bomb goes off and kills a bunch of people.
It's mad expensive, and on top of that, she lived like in the foothills, like in the hills, right? Fucking beautiful look over the bay and shit. Anyways, she's out there. I'm like, yo, how much is rent? And she goes, oh, I don't pay rent. I own this. Well, she goes, well, my dad owns it, but he gave it to me as a birthday present. And I was like, what does your dad do? I'm like, and then she goes, oh, he works for like some kind of something, but he like does a lot of contracts with Israel. And I'm like, oh, free Palestine. Is that literally, I just like dropped it. Like
off top, yeah, dog. Free Palestine. Right? That's off top.
Free Palestine. Yeah. And then she like ignored me. And then later on, she like ignored what I had to say, like completely.
Yeah.
And then the next thing we're doing something about something. And then she said something about like, she goes, yeah, she goes, my mom used to do like, she was a archaeologist and she used to like study like paleontology and like dinosaurs and all that stuff. And I'm like, damn, pushing the conspiracies. And she goes, what? I'm like the dinosaurs are a Chinese conspiracy to sell oil. And then she goes, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, to sell oil and fake dinosaurs. Because look, if you look at the bottom,
choked on my Taco Bell.
Yeah, I go like, if you look at the bottom of every single dinosaur, it says made in China. Big China, you're in the pocket of Big China. And then she's like, dog, that's an obvious joke. That would be in, you know what I'm saying? Like, who in their right mind would say that shit? And I was joking the whole night, making zingers. The rest of her friends thought I was a pretty entertaining guy. She, however, did not like any of those jokes. So night ends, I take my sister back home, and then I get a phone call from my sister, and my sister's in tears. And I go, what's up? She's like, my friend said you're never allowed back at her house again, that you embarrassed us, and blah, blah. Yeah. And then she called you a bigot and a racist and an anti-Semite. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Yeah. Free Palestine.
So, and see, this is the thing, too.
We ain't fucking with dinosaurs.
But I'm with you, because, like, for me, it's like the second anyone's like, oh, you're a bigot and you're not worth talking to, I'm like, let me just dig this hole so deep that you never want to be around me again, because I don't want to talk to you.
Why didn't,
so if, like,
didn't,
that, if that's the instance, if they're like that, I'd be like, yeah, send it back that I said fuck the Jews to her. Just really cement that for me. Like, I don't give a fuck. Why does that person like that. Yeah, clip go that ahead. Clip it. Absolutely. Clip it. Please put that everywhere. Do it. I fucking dare you. Watch me dance in this
and get the
fire to burn you. Yeah.
All right, screen report. We're done.
Yeah. Any of you post that, go for it. See what happens. See how well that goes for you.
Yeah, I'm seeing this. I'm sending this to Joe Biden. You're fucked.
Yeah, I'll re-record shit to put the whole thing in context and make it sound exactly like this and make you look even fucking worse for taking that out of context.
I'm sending this to Joe Biden. You're done.
Well, do it. I hope he sends a CIA to my house. I'm trying to fist fight a federal officer until I die.
Oh my god.
But
I'm glad we navigated away from saying the N-word as Hitler.
Yeah, dude. We were close.
I can't stop thinking about it, but I'm glad we're not there.
That fucking slam was a slamburger.
Yeah.
Joker. Yeah,
slamburger Joker.
Yeah, it's right up there. Yeah, it's gonna be Hitler saying the N-word as slamburger Joker, which is so funny. But no, like, so when I went to a lot of high schools that were like predominantly black in Sacramento, and like one of my main things with people that talk shit or like are like argumentative is like, if it devolves to the point of like ad hominem, and like, in my opinion, like, ad hominem's not calling me a dumbass, like, that's whatever. It's like being like, you're a bigot or you're a racist or you're like a homophobe, but it's like when I like talk to someone about like how you would fix the problem with like child predators by treating it like a mental illness and like dissuading them from keeping it secret through threats of violence, like you encourage them to get help. You being like, I'm going to kill child molesters is actually causing more children to get molested, and then people are like, you're a child molester. I'm like, you know what, yeah, fuck you. Like, yeah, fuck kids, like, eat my ass. Like, because at this point I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, and also, you're not gonna put hands on me. I will kill you in your kitchen. But like, besides the fact, like, I'm ready for the smoke. But like, it's like any type of like real conversation that devolves to that point, it's no longer worth my time, and you're no longer worth talking to. And so I'm just like, I'm gonna cement myself as the worst person you've ever met. So if you ever see me, you never strike up a dialogue again. If I'm at a party, you're gonna leave. Like, I don't want you in my vicinity because I'm not moving. Like, if I'm somewhere and you show up and you're like, that guy's a racist, everyone there is probably going to be like, no, the fuck he's not. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, I'm going to make you uncomfortable to be in spaces you like to be in. But, sorry to interrupt, the reason I do this is because of being socialized around so many, like, black folks in Sacramento. When you would talk shit with people, I have done this my whole life. I'm always chopping the shit with people. I'm always talking shit. It's what I like to do. And eventually you would hit people that thought they were, like, really funny and would come up and say some shit to you, and you'd gas them. And black people love playing a game. It's my favorite game in the world. It's called Make White People Uncomfortable. And they play this game by accusing you of racism. It's what they do. It's all black people play this game. Don't lie to me. It's not even a stereotype. It's actually true. I've seen them do it. It's fucking funny. My brother's half black. Yeah. I watch him do it all the fucking time. And I love participating in it. As it's a white man participating in it, so good.
Mexican people have learned how to expertly navigate this game. Because it's happened to me, like, when I go visit my brother, okay, and all, like, all my family.
I want to hear your expert navigation, because for me, it was like, they would be like, oh, you're doing this because I'm black. And my retort would be, yes. And they're like, oh, so you're racist. Yeah, that is, and I would say, yes. Yeah, correct. And, like, and they were like, and I was like, so where are we? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm racist and I'm doing this because you're black. Like, your shoes still look like shit and your haircut's nappy as fuck. Dumbass.
And then I follow it up with, like, you people always say this shit. Right?
Dude, you people is so funny. You people is never not funny. I don't care what anyone says. As long as you don't say something fucked up after that, like, just saying you people when someone can't fuck with you and is accusing you of racism because you're roasting them is potentially the funniest next comeback, dude. It's like, you people always fucking do this. Who? The blacks, dude. Like, they're like, and no, they're just, like, totally fucked up.
No, see, I always go misdirection, and then when they would say, like, what do you mean, you people? I'm like, fat people, dog, you, dog, right? Like, gay people
with,
dog,
people
you,
with
dog,
bad taste, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, people with little dicks, bro. That's you,
no,
dog.
Dude, it's like, so funny, because it's just like, and again, it's the most problematic thing about me is that I'm socialized around people that are not white, that fucking talk shit all the time, and so I have the most unacceptable shit talk for a white person. But I'm, like, never dodging the white skin accusations, dude. I'm out here eating homemade salsa on Taco Bell, drinking hibiscus. Like, I'm not fucking juking it.
Your,
like,
credit score is probably 680, dog. Or it's probably, like, no, that's bad, actually. Hold on. It's probably, like, 720 right now, dog. It's probably not even bad. You're never beating the white allegations, dog. I'm sorry,
yeah,
dude.
But I'm also never beating the partly Mexican allegations. Yeah, this is not happening.
That's true, too.
Also, my fiance, who is full Mexican, has like an 800 credit score. That bitch got insane credit. Why do you think I'm here, dog?
Fuck with you. That's why. That's what happened.
Why do you think I'm locking it down, bro?
Yeah. Right?
What the fuck is my credit score right now? Let's see. I'll tell you right now. Live credit score update. That shit's 671. I'm not.
Yeah, dude, I was so good. Bro, 670 is what I said, bro. Oh. That was my original. Damn, that's crazy. Let me check mine. Let me check mine on the clock.
There you go, right there, clock. Bam. Look, it went fucking down, dude.
Hell yeah, brother. 7%. Let me check mine real quick. Let me see.
It's going to go up. I just paid off all my credit cards. But yeah, my credit score is not great right now.
Never
dude.
Mind. Actually, you know what? Let's not play this game right now.
No, let's play this game. What's your credit score?
It's fucking 410.
Damn, dude, what? For real? It can go that
it's
low?
410. It can go that low, dude. They're making shit up for me, dude.
Dude.
My credit score is low.
How low can a credit score go?
I think 220 is the lowest I've ever seen my own credit score, which is, like, crazy.
Damn, 300. But 300 is low. That's the lowest, dude.
I'm only above.
Dog, like, you're not dodging the Blaxican accusations now, dude. Like, you're really not even a little. Like,
oh,
you got
God.
Fucked up.
There's
credit,
like,
dude.
Marcos from where? EPA? Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, dude, the they're like, hell no, here, dude. Hell no.
The bank's like, get the fuck out of here. He's never paid a bill on time in his life, dog. Anyways, I think my shit just froze.
Your camera did freeze. Yes.
Yeah, my camera and my computer froze. I'm gonna. Fuck. Hold on.
No, we'll take a second.
I'm gonna restart and then I'm gonna come right back. Cause I gotta. Every time this happens, I gotta shut down my whole computer.
Run it back.
Nissan Algae. Right. Hell yeah. Sorry about that.
Marco's fucking bagging this fucking bullshit. I'm out here eating fucking Taco Bell. I didn't get to finish my Taco Bell on that break.
You almost spit out the Taco Bell, dog?
I almost dropped some of the Verde out. I don't want to get my shirt dirty. It's an Otoboke Beaver shirt, dude.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's all these motherfuckers live, dude. I've been following that band since, like, 2015. It's one of my favorite Japanese punk bands. It finally came out here. That show fucking ruled. Also got to saw a Korean punk band called Drinking Boys and Girls Club that was really good.
Hell yeah. I'm kind of disappointed at my coworkers. For
what's that?
So getting into this job, I'm low key disappointed, and because everyone's like talking to me about, they're like, bro, like, this job is hard. This job is rough, dude. It's going to be the, there's going to be day, blah, blah, this, this, that, and this, right? Like this, that, and the other. And like, I keep trying to tell them, like, you guys realize that merchandising is probably like, it's backbreaking labor. It's like this close to slave labor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, it's mind numbing. It's mind numbing. You're stuck in like in fucking inside all day. You don't ever get to see the sun ever. Like, you start your day in a freezer, you end your day in a freezer, and the whole time you're doing it, fucking, it's backbreaking labor. Like, it's just lifting heavy shit all day. And then you're doing it for very little money, and even like with no benefits. Almost no
like
benefits.
Getting paid not a lot of money for fucking working, dude.
Yeah, seriously. And then
hell
on top of that,
no.
You go to your union and you're like, hey, I think they're fucking with my check. And they're like, oh, that's crazy. What about, don't you owe union dues? And you're like, why? Right? Like, what do you mean, dude? This is exactly what I meant by fucking with my check. But yeah, like, I don't know, dude. I fucking,
don't you owe us more money?
Yeah. Oh, you want, that's the premium subscription to our union that you didn't. Oh, you must be a union light member. We need, right?
You need to be union plus to get our representation.
Yeah. If you want representation, you need union plus.
Like, there's nothing worse than a bad union. Like, I would actually rather have no union than a bad union.
Yeah.
And be like, no, any union's good. I'm like, no, the fuck, it's not. No, it's not.
No.
Sometimes it's actually a worse situation.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
Yeah, like UPS, good union. They're like, dog, the fucking, you're not going to pay the package handlers? Guess what? Driver strike. And you're like,
yeah,
you're not even getting any pay increase for this. And they're like, fuck it, they're union. Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right, dope. Iron workers, great. That union you worked in? Fuck no, dude. Hell no, dude. That's
that
a bad
union. That union I worked in sent me a memo being like, you guys don't have to pick up gorilla shit anymore. And I'm like, we never had to do that to begin with. What are you talking about? They're like,
oh yeah, because it's like eight different fucking working places in one union.
They were like,
zoo.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, that was the zoo guys. I'm like, why did you guys fucking, can I get a sweater? Can you guys send me a sweater? Because like, I'm freezing my dick and balls off, but these guys over here complaining about picking up gorilla shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I go pick up gorilla shit, dude?
Yeah,
can you
go
send me up there?
Shit, dude.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, this sucks, bro.
Let me go
send
hang out with the
gorilla shit
gorillas.
Pickers out here. Let them do what I do, dude. Send them here, dog. Right?
No, my friend Jamie was complaining about the same thing. Who I call my twin. So if you ever want to know if there's someone as bad as me out in the world, they're fucking us. and I'm friends with him. Mm-hmm. And also one of those people is my brother. So there's actually two of them that I know of.
Your friend with me too, bro. That's not good for you.
I don't care. I'm not trying to dodge any accusations. You can just throw them at me. I'm accepting all curses, bad mouthing, horrid PR, out of context video clips, like sexual assault allegations, hexes, death curses, just anything. I live for it.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you heard?
But he was like that at UPS because he worked in Walmart doing the truck unloading, which is also slave labor.
Yeah. No,
and then
bro,
he went to UPS and
they were like,
oh, you're not, like, this is a hard job. And I'm like, the fucking people that work at USPS are pussies, apparently, because I don't know what the
pussies,
fuck you're talking about.
They're, it's just like the idea of that they have of what a hard job is
you know what? Just
like,
hey, here's what I got to say. Okay, early August, you can come, you bring your ass down to the line at FedEx, right, when, like, the rush starts, when it's still 115 in the factory, and you got to get 5 to 10 cans loaded in, like, less than an hour, and just do that every day for a month and tell me how you feel, dude. Like, oh, I got to carry a heavy bag.
You're doing the opposite of what I was, yeah. You're doing the opposite of what I was doing. You were working in the heat, and I was working in the cold, bro. And I could,
oh my God,
I could
dude.
Not hang in that cold, bro. That shit sucks.
Dog, my fucking, my Highland white blood would have prayed for it. I used to try to get in the fucking cold. I used to try to get in the freezer every time at Walmart. Dude, anytime I was like, does Ernesto need help in the freezer? And they'd be like, yeah. And I go hang out with Ernesto. Shout out Ernesto at the fucking Orangeville Walmart. I love that dude. That dude did like a 15-year bid. He's an ex-Serenio. That guy, I fucking love Ernesto. Ernesto's sick. Me and Ernesto got along like bangers because we would just talk about stabbing the manager. And it was fucking rad, dude. He's like, if this was prison, I would have fucking lit him up. I'm like, I'd have choked that motherfucker by now. And he's like, hell yeah, dog. And I was like, all right, I'm going to take a nap. And he's like, all right, go for it, dude. I'll cover it. Like, dude, that was sick.
There's a guy that I used to work with. I don't know. He probably still doesn't work there anymore, but who knows? But there's a guy that I used to work with when I was working as a merchandiser, and he would not stop stroking his shit. Like,
hell yeah, dude.
In the bar, like in bars, right?
Hell
like,
his yeah.
Thing was like he would no. Okay, listen, that job was stressing me out, like. In a major way, and I would go to the Hyatt bathroom and stroke my shit. Not like there was a really nice Hyatt, right? And had like those stalls where like it's a whole room. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's a whole. It's got a whole door. I go in there, go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Put the headphones in, just really go nuts, bro. Like put live listen so I can hear myself jack off. I don't know if you ever been on that level. You know what I'm saying? Like right? Like
hell yeah,
dog. You could like 4D hear yourself nut. It's amazing. You're like you're nutting in a delay. And it was I was doing that kind of shit to like, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, that's not what I was saying. This guy would go into the back of the bar and nut on top of the kegs.
Hell right? Yeah, dude.
He would just nut directly onto the keg. He would go into the bar, he would stroke his dick, and he would nut in the kegs. Like not in, but on the kegs. Right? And like I had caught him like 3 separate times. Right. So he could not be hiding it that well if I caught him doing it 3 separate times. But he would do it. And then I remember catching him like the first time and he was like embarrassed and he's like, oh, I don't tell anybody. And I didn't like, I'm not a snitch. So whatever, dude. And then the second time I caught him, he was like, oh, you got me again. And it was like joking.
He's like, I got me again.
And then the third time I caught him, that fool didn't even miss a stroke. He just kept going. He just like looked at me like you could stand there and watch me finish. He's like, make eye contact
while I come.
Yeah, he's like, you can stand there and watch me finish or you can fucking fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So I just shut the door behind me because that's none of my business.
Yeah. I would get like, I would have gotten really close to his face and made eye contact.
Yeah.
I'd have just not said anything and been like, come.
Do it. Look at me. Yeah. Call me daddy while you do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
You better ask me if you can come first. Can that I come? Guy, please, daddy.
That guy, he was like a, it was kind of nuts that he had that job because he was really bad at it. But like, they kept giving him infinite chances.
Dude, your union like, fucking sucks. It's not surprising.
No. When you go into sales, you're no longer union.
Oh,
you
have really?
To get at it being, yeah. So like, and that's what happened with me. I went to sales, so they pulled me out of the union. So I was working it. But like they just gave him infinite, and I'm positive they gave him infinite tries, because like the thing is what I've come to understand about the job is that like, hold on, I'm recording. I just wanted to make sure. What I've come to understand about the job is that if you do really good at that job, you get rewarded with fucking like the expectation that you're good. Do you get what I'm saying?
Are you talking to spirit people or are you on two separate VoIPs?
What are you talking about?
You just literally turned and said, "No, I'm recording right now."
Oh, you know, I my thing made a noise, and I thought I was not recording anymore.
No,
but I do be talking to spirit people though.
Hey, like, man, what are you talking to?
Hey, listen, hey, why are you asking questions, dude? Why you've known me long enough to know? Do you not? What part of schizophrenic do you think I'm making up? Right?
I don't think you're making any of it up. I just want to know which one it is, dude. You know
Shoggy
what I mean?
Shoggy every now and then will call me. Right, and he gets me every fucking time. He'll call me and he'll talk to me about something, and then I'll be like, "Yeah, yeah." And then I'll remember it clearly in my head, and then I'll call him back I'll call him back a couple days later and be like, "Oh, blah blah, yeah, yeah." And he goes, "What are you talking about, dude?" And I can't tell if it's him fucking with me or if I just legitimately hallucinated. I can't.
You really are getting it from both ends because, like, I send you, like, every TikTok I come across that, like, the thought in my head is, like, this might trigger Marcos's schizophrenia. I send it to you immediately.
Janie will send me, like, a fucking stream of Instagram because I don't check my Instagram often, but she'll send me, like, I'll go check it. And I have, like, 70 fucking TikToks and shit. From Janie, that's just like violence, womp, womp, womp. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude. Like, yeah, that's so good.
And I'm like, thanks for that, Janie.
Dude, all the time. Just Sid will hear me cackle and like hear some nonsense come out of my phone. And I'm like, sending that to Marcos. And she's like, what is it? And I've showed her. And she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I'm just trying to trigger my man's schizophrenia. You know what I mean? He only checks this once a month, and I'm trying to hit him. You know, I give him some good shit. I'll send him like three of those. I'll send him a cat video. I'll send him some funny memes, then like some schizo shit. You know, I might send him a "We're in your walls" type beat. You know, like I just gotta keep my man on his toes.
I fell in love with that that account where that girl goes. I showed you. I sent you her Twitter. Her whole Twitter is that she's like she goes and she fights girls much larger than her and loses, and then claims that she won.
Dude, that shit was rad. No, that bitch is doing it.
She kind of rocks. Cause like,
have you caught any of the ones I've sent you with that dude that goes around Compton talking about where to catch fades?
Yes,
I fucking love that guy.
The crash master.
He's like, I like come down to this food for less in Compton, or as I call it, fade for less. You can always catch fade a nice little fade out here.
He's like, I like to come around the end of the month. Yeah, he's like, I come around the end of the month because I know they food stamps is low, so they don't fight.
Right, this Popeye's like a good place to catch. Place to catch fade. They got some females in there. One of them call their boyfriend on you. I can catch a nice little fade out here. I'm like, I fucking love this dude. I love this dude. I'm like, this is informative. I might come to Watts and catch myself a fade, dude.
I like the video where he does actually confront people, and then you can hear that he's like scared. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the best part. It was like, hey, cut, and then you can hear people like talking back to him, and then it just video cuts out. Right? Like, that fool is scared of fuck. He's not about that action. He's talking about that action, but he ain't about that action.
It's so funny too. Like, and also, like, I just want to point out, a lot of people are like, no one can fight without a gun. I'm like, if you got problems with people, no one can fight without a gun. Random motherfuckers, bro, you can catch the ones with people all the time. I used to catch ones all the time. The fucking time. Like, if you got mad problems with someone, if they're like, if you like disrespected the fuck out of them, you're talking shit, you might get shot. But, like, if you got an altercation and you're like, run the ones then. Like, you might be able to run the fade. You might be able to catch the ones, dude. Like,
I don't know. That's not true. That's not true.
Sometimes you get stabbed.
Nah, every time I've ever been into a fight, people expect to win because they're much bigger than me. Like, they're much taller than me and they're more muscular than me. But they don't realize how fucking fast my hands are. Like, I got fast.
Look, all you got to fucking remember is if someone says, I got something for your ass, stay right there. Don't stay right there. Leave. They're getting a gun.
But that's happened to me multiple times where we're...
Or just beat the fuck out of them while they're running away. You know what I mean? Like, chase them down.
I think it's been like maybe 6 years, 7 or 8 years since I've been in a like actual fist fight. It's been a while.
It's been 14 for me.
Damn. I low-key expected you to be more recent than me.
I've been really good about it. It is an addiction. Like, giving into it, I will fight. Dude, I was always the instigator. I'll fight people over nothing, dude. I was absolutely a crash-out general. Like,
the
a
folks
motherfucker,
at home can't
dude.
See this. The folks that I have patented, Ruben knows this. This is the Marcos School of Self-Defense, and it works every time. Because no one expects a man, like, of my stature and my, like, general fatness to have hands. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't expect fat guys to have hands. You don't expect fat guys to have hands that are capable either. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't expect. But if you look at me for more than like 2 seconds, you realize that like I'm kind of built for this shit. Like, I have the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like a fat Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a fatter, shorter.
No, you're fucking
Mike
stocky,
Tyson,
dude. Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, I'm built to just get in there real quickly and fuck you up. The Marcos school of fighting is very simple. It's like, dude, come on, man. We're both. I don't.
Then you just catch him. Bro, yeah, dude.
Yeah, hey, I don't want
to. I think that was like one of the first serious conversations we had was when we were talking to Dan and we were talking about fighting. And I was like, my shit used to just be jabbing people. Like, I was never like, get in. I was always just like, I would just like hit you with like 19 jabs, dude. And you'd be like, I'm done. And I'd be like, all right, I get to beat the fuck out of you now. Like, if I was really worried about fighting you, dude, my routine was always the same. Always the fucking same. Like, first thing I'm doing, I'm catching you in the nose with one. I'm going to fucking hit you with a hook, like, as close to the diaphragm as I can. You lean over, I'm kneeing you in the face. I'm going to kick you in the balls, and then I'm just fucking pounding your ass. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, nasty with it. It was like, yeah, dude, it was like a one-button combo for me. You know what I mean? DBZ, you just playing light kick a bunch of times, do an 8-hit combo. That was my shit. auto combo.
I'm exactly solar plexus height to most dudes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, I would hit him once in the solar plexus, and the fight is over. I'm hitting you once, you're like, the wind is knocked out, you're down, and I'm just going to stomp the shit out of you. I might I might like get you in a position where you think I might like take your pants off. And that's, you know what I'm saying? That's if I want to put fear in the fear of God in you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You got to threaten someone with rape every once in a while. You know what I mean? You really got to let them know.
Listen, I don't want to say it out loud, but that is a power move you can do in a fight.
It is a power move. Yeah. What I love about talking about fighting too is I always get someone that like tries me on it where they're like, you're not about it. Everyone that talks about it isn't about it. And I was like, I have to remind people that you do realize that there are people that are addicted to violence, right? Like you need to view me like an alcoholic. Like I'm talking about my fighting going like that shit was so cool, but that was the worst. It took me until I fucking, like, when I came down here, I met this chick, Cassandra, I was, like, seeing that sucked my dick one time, and she was a recovering addict. And she was, like, I was, like, talking to her, and I was, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I get, like, this itch, and I just, like, want to fuck people up, like, really bad. Like, and she's, like, you're a recovering addict, dude. She's, like, when's the last time you were in a fight? And I was, like, when I was, like, 17, I stopped fighting. I was, like, I got to knock this off, like, because I'm going to end up in the pen, and I'm going to be there for the rest of my life. Just for crashing out on people. Because you get me in the pen and we can crash out on people. I'll crash out on people until I die. It's just like my nature. I love fighting. And she was like, yeah, dude, you're a recovering addict. Like, because I was talking about it and I was like, I used to love the way it felt like getting punched in the face or like when my knuckles were bloody after a fight. Like that sting in my knuckles like was always super great. Or if I like broke a finger or something, like the feeling of resetting it was always like so gratifying. Because it was like everyone I knew was cutting and I was fighting people. Like my thing was like, I'm just going to start crashing out on motherfuckers. And unfortunately, I got way too good at it. Like I started doing it to get hurt. And then like after like the seventh or eighth time, I started getting really, I started realizing that like, oh, I've been in more fights than everybody. Like these motherfuckers have been in like four. I'm on number 12. Like, and that quickly moved up to like number 140. And I was like fighting people that had been like two. And I was like, you're about to fucking catch it, dude. And I was just not losing. I was not losing anymore, dude.
Yeah.
I was teeing off.
Yeah.
And that's I was like, I gotta like, stop, dude.
the difference I think, cause like I have he's my younger brother, but he's still like a fucking, he's a drunk, right? You've seen him. He's huge. Yeah. He's a big fucking
big dude. Big boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I fight that guy a lot, right? In fact, he's responsible for most of the fights that I've been in, right? Yeah. The thing is that, like, you can't tell him no, right? He's one of those people that, like, you can't tell him, hey, man, I think this is a bad idea. It's bad for you. And he'll be like, oh, okay. Because he'll always escalate it to, like, no, fuck you. And then I'm like, all right, that's how you feel. And that's – he cannot stand being told, all right, that's how you feel. Have a good one. I'm not going to waste energy on you, right? In fact, I think the last fight that we had was he said something about, like, you're a fucking pussy. Why don't you do something about it? And I was like, fuck, I look like rolling around in the dirt with you.
that's such a rad thing to say, dude.
I'm an adult. Yeah, I'm an adult, dog. I got work tomorrow. And so you say no. I'm like, I'm not saying no. I'm telling you facts, factual information.
Yeah, I got to get up and work like a responsible person.
And then he swung on me, and I'm the kind of person that, like, if you swing on me, man, I'm not gonna take that shit laying down. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like I'll take the first couple punches for free, but after that, dude, you know what I'm saying?
People get two with me. That's what anger management taught me. The first swing, I'm like, don't do it again, don't do it again.
Yeah,
boundaries. You do it again, I'm like, boundaries. All right, sorry, I'm gonna apologize in advance.
the first punch is free. The second punch is definitely like, hey, stern warning. Yeah. Right, but for me, if you get a third punch in, it's like, oh, now I'm gonna have to beat you to death.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Now I'm gonna
transgression for not being forgiven.
I'm gonna make it seem like the last thing you're gonna see is my face, right? Like that's right. Like that's what's gonna happen now.
Yeah.
Right. You ever seen a full grown man like sitting on you, punching you, and crying, bro? That's scary.
I'm sure a couple of people have seen that for me.
Yeah. You've seen a man crying with a bloody nose. He's crying and smiling. That's
that's a scary image. Dude, I've told
burns in your skull.
Yeah, I've told Cynthia San Jose might make me break my fucking like not fighting people, and she was like, why? And I'm like, if one more of these motherfuckers calls me Seth Rogen, I'm just gonna sock the next person that does it. I'm gonna sock. She was like, I can't believe that fucking happens to you. And like then we were walking and some dude's like, hey, Seth Rogen, and I was like, shut the fuck up. And she was like, I can't believe that fucking happens. I'm like, it happens all the time. The other one that bothers me, and she didn't even know this because there was no point in bringing it up. No one's done it in years now that I have a beard. and I'm older. Uh-huh. I hate being compared to Ed Sheeran. Like, in telling you that, anyone that listens to this and you, it's not going to bother me. Yeah, like, you as someone I know or that's interacted with this media, not going to bug me. It just doesn't. Yeah, yeah. The second I tell you, it's like, doesn't matter. But Ed Sheeran's another one, and I was telling her I wanted, fuck, dude, who's that schizo guy that painted the cats?
I know who you're talking. I know exactly who you're talking about, but I don't know his name. But I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't fucking remember his name right now. But I wanted to get one of his cats as his late schizophrenia. Not too late, because they get real complicated.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get it as a chest piece. And she was like, "No, you would look like Ed Sheeran," and it fucked my whole day up. Like, I'm serious. Dude, it fucked my whole day up.
Do you want to know something crazy, dude?
Huh?
I make fat jokes about myself all the time, bro. I call myself, I'm chubby. I'm a chubby motherfucker. Yeah. I'll admit it. I'm fat. I'm fat and I'm short. The two things that I don't care about and people always try to tear me down with, I don't care about at all. But when people in my life that I know and I love call me fat or short, bro.
Yeah.
There's like a heart. There's a part of my heart like that just gets, I'm 9 years old again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I always mask it, bro. That's why I'm always like, yeah, it was just more of him to love, dude. He's just a little guy. I'm like, it's, you know, it's, I'm just, bro, not, I'm, people, I'm making it a positive.
People hit me with that and like, it's crushing, mm-hmm. dude. And there's nothing, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just gotta thug it out.
Man. That's it. Yeah. Man. It's whatever, dude.
This shit hurts, bro. Like, my mom the other day.
That's it.
My mom the other day was like, oh, and she's like, Mijo, you need new jackets or sweaters or something because, like, your shit's all ratty. And I'm like, it's ratty because I wear it, right? Like, I be wearing shit till it falls off, right? That's the kind of person I am. I don't like to, you know, throw away shit that's got holes in it. I'll sew it up or whatever. So I was telling her that. And so she goes, look, well, I bought you a sweater. And then she gives me the sweater, and the sweater is a 6X. And I'm like, Mom, this is not going to fit me, like –
You're like a 2X at best.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I got you the 6X. Like,
at worst, sorry.
Yeah. She's like, no, I got you the 6X. She goes, and I put it on, and it's like essentially a dress. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's
I love the big hoodies, bro. Like, I wear 4XLs all the time.
No, bro, it was like a muumuu on me. It didn't look like a hoodie. No, it looked like a, bro, it did not look like,
I know,
like a tall tee hoodie. It looked like a straight.
My pink one I wear is a 4X, and it looks like a grandma muumuu on me. I love that shit, dude. Sleeves are all big. I feel like I'm 5 again. I'm like, this is rad. Dude, I feel like I'm wearing my dad's sweater.
I put it on, and she goes, see, she goes, there. And I go, what do you mean there? And she goes, like, Mom, this doesn't fit me. She goes, well, all your shirts, every time you, like, lift up, I can see your fat belly. And she didn't say, like, fat belly. She said fat belly. You know what I'm saying? Like, with a little stink on the F, you know? and like, bro, like, I was like.
You're like, all right, first off, pump brakes, bro. You're using a lot of oxygen for someone that needs a tank.
Listen, I will cut you off. I will turn your shit off.
I will flip the breaker, dude. In the middle of the night. All right, don't test me.
Keep talking that shit. See what happens.
I'm talking that shit. Yeah, see if you're able to talk. Yeah,
but
what's up now when you wake up gasping for breath? Oh, so funny now.
No, bro, for real, that shit literally like it crushed me. Like now when I put my clothes on and I get put my little work shirt on and I like make sure to tuck it into my pants. So my belly doesn't show, dude. There was a whole dimension of myself I didn't even think about. And I'm like, why am I letting this get to me?
Yeah, I mean, knowing you has made me a little more confident in being fat myself. I'm going to be real with you. You wear it well.
That's like, I'm like, what people, I don't know. It's half and half.
It doesn't bother him. No.
It shouldn't bother me so much.
It only bothers me a ton, too.
Yeah, it only bothers me when people that I know and love.
Not that I'm fat. It bothers me that you're fat.
No. Yeah, of course. No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not gonna cry about this when the pod's over. I'm not gonna fucking sit in my room in shock and just in tears. I wanted to say this. Actually, I was talking to Christine about this. I'm glad that you're here because you're probably the only person who could fucking actually really understand what I'm talking about. Mm. But like, so I'm growing my hair out. All right, yeah. I'm growing my hair out. Because I'm growing my hair out, I'm greasier than normal, so I'm like breaking out again, right? Like I'm breaking out real bad, and like, just since I started the job, everyone's been short of patience with me because I used to have way more time. So when people needed me for stuff, which yeah. is all the time. My family would need stuff for me. They would be like, oh, can you drive me here? Can you do this for me? Can you pick this up for me? Can you do this? And I'd be like, yeah. Now I'm like, hey, I can't do that at all. So now everyone's much shorter with me. Like, oh, can you? I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm working. They're like, you fucking never do nothing for me, right? People yelling at me and shit. And I was talking to Christine. We were driving to like Walmart. And then she goes like, are you okay? Because like you were kind of quiet last night. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm breaking out again. My hair is long. Fucking everybody's like mad at me all the time. It's like high school all over again.
Yeah.
And she goes, was that a bad time for you? And I'm like, it was probably like the worst time, like middle school and high school, probably the worst times of my life. I'm like, there were times when I used to come home and I was so angry at everyone and everything in my life that I would just like turn up the deftones as loud as I could. I could stand it in the room and just like it be in my mirror, just like, I'll show them all.
Yeah,
you know, like getting so mad I was turning myself beet red. You know what I'm saying?
Like, dude, it's like, actually I was thinking about that the other day too, because I was talking to Cynthia about this and she's a little more understanding. Like, I've been less active in crime chat, and I was like, mm-hmm. I was talking to her about it and I was like, I don't know, dude, like I feel like every time I go in there I get like, I'm like ostracized. No, yeah, like
it's because you don't know how to ease them into the psychosis.
No, I don't. That's, I don't. It's full tilt. That's
the difference tilt. Between you and me. Yeah, you're yeah. just fucking, you're ice bath and therapy. So, I'm just kind of,
yeah. And so, and I was like, dude, I was like, yeah, it makes me feel like I'm in high school. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, it just feels like everything I do is fucking wrong. And I'm like, it's not good for my mental health. And I'm like, and I'm never like, oh, it's these people, right? Like when I get like initially mad with someone, I'll be like, oh, fuck these nerds. They suck, right? And then I'm like, nah, you're doing that for a reason. Like, yeah, it's yeah. not actually those people that suck. There's something else there. Like, they might suck with your vibe. Like, that's an okay thing to do. Not everyone's vibe gels together. Your vibe sucks with people. But I was like, oh, what is it? And I was like, dude, it just makes me feel like I'm not cared about. Like, nothing I say is fucking important. And I also feel like, just in general, like I'm fucking up the social vibe. And then also, like, on top of that, it makes me feel like I'm damaging a reputation that you staked on me, which then also makes me feel bad. And I know you don't care about that, but that's how I feel. And that's different. Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm just going to give him a break. Like the whole Wigger thing, they couldn't fucking hang with that, even though I thought that was the funniest fucking shit in the world. And I still think it's funny. Like, I still think it's so funny. And you were like, they're shilling a cryptocurrency. And I was like, that's why it's even funnier. Cause now I can start yelling about these Wiggers trying to financially defraud me. It's so funny. It's so funny, dude. They're talking about Hyperbolean homies and like, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
The problem you also have to realize is that there's a much more diverse age group in that.
Yeah.
Right. There are dudes in there that are much older than you. And back in the day, like, I don't know. We have roads.
No, I know where they come from. I'm familiar with the whole history. It's funny to me because of how much I know about racial studies.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the rose. It's wild that we have rose-colored lenses looking back at the idea of Wiggers when that was a serious social problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're looking back at it like, these guys were hilarious. Yeah. And it's true that they were funny, but also, like, these motherfuckers were, like, stealing culture.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were doing...
No, so I was talking about that. You linked me to the White Hotep, and we've been talking about it for two times. And
crazy.
I thought...
That's crazy.
I thought we've done two spaces on Wiggers. It's fucking insane. I love it. I love it. I'm having such a good time. But we're coming to this theory that, like, I was like, because someone in the crime chat had talked about it and, like, scolded me about it, and I was like, all right, fucking whatever.
Homie Fred.
Like,
he's big. Yeah, he's been around. You have to understand, Fred's doesn't seem like he's been around for a long time, but that fool's been around for a long time. He's seen a lot of shit.
And I mean, that's fine.
Also, he's from Baltimore. So, like, he's got a context on Wiggery that we could never cut, like, can't even begin to understand.
Then he's a good tapping, right? And so I'm like, I get it that most people see it as, like, There's a couple of sides to the coin of like Wiggerdom, and like the first is like that, like, actually I think we should bring it back as an insult and not like as a white people disparaging other white people for like the worst thing you can be as white is being black, which is what like the shock jocks did, where it was the idea of a Wigger was like a minstrel show without blackface.
Literally.
Whereas instead what I'm talking about is I'm talking about people that are stealing culture. They're cultural appropriators that are trying to look cool and then do something with that. And I'm like, I feel like we should bring it back for those people and be like, you're stealing from a rich culture. to boost yourself because of your whiteness and then not representing that, that culture, right? Like, we were talking about it and we were like, Eminem, no, not happening. Yeah. Vanilla Ice, surprisingly, no, because he grew up in Miami in the lowrider scene. He just didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He was close. He was doing all the stuff someone like that would, but, like, it was because he was true to the shit. And sure, he made a metal album, but fucking, dude, what do you... Like, that's always such a weird take, because I'm like, what, do black people not like metal? Do I need to do I need to remind you Ice-T has one of the best fucking hardcore bands ever in Body Count? Yeah, Body Count's so good.
Fucking
it's so fucking good. Dude, it's insane. It if you mad, don't know about Body Count, it's
that,
fuck you.
Yeah. It makes you mad that Ice-T sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, like, Body Count rules so hard.
Yeah, because Body Count fucking rocks.
And it makes more sense why he sucks when you know that he's into, like, hardcore and, like, metal. Yeah. And he likes, like, thrash. Yeah. You're like, oh, that tracks.
Yeah,
like, I was on the boat with you where, like, oh, yeah, Ice-T sucks. And then I was like, I learned about Body Count, and I was like, oh, no, he's like me for real. Never mind.
He sucks
in a certain way.
He's the Black Henry Rollins. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's the,
yeah, he sucks like a hardcore person. Yeah.
Yeah, but
and I love Henry Rollins. But, yeah, Henry Rollins does suck.
Henry
Rollins,
I would hate to fucking be in a place with Henry Rollins. I like his music, and I think he's an interesting guy. I would hate to meet him.
I will say, as far as Henry Rollins, one of my favorite things about Henry Rollins is his poem about frozen yogurt on Eric Andre. I fucking love that, dude. I love that so much. I love the, how earnest he was about that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, that's, and see, that's a thing too that I'm talking about. I've talked about this with Sin too. And I was like, this is a disconnect I run into as like a punk youth that's now a punk adult. Is like, I don't get along with most people because they don't understand the sense of humor. I'm like, oh, dog, you've never been threatened with a knife. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've never gotten, like, your head kicked in on the streets. You've never gotten, like, hit with a beer bottle. Like, you're not so close-knit multiculturally with a lot of people and have had to, like, fight, like, actual racists that, like, your humor is like, oh, if that's, like, even tip-fucking being offensive, it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and it's a weird thing to say because, like, again, like, hardcore is such a welcoming scene and, like, so, like, and punk is in general as well. But that it's so, like, it's such a weird group of fucking people because we know too much.
I had, like, a weird realization the other day about, I don't know. So, I'm working, because I worked in tech for so long, right? I got used to working with dudes in tech.
And the thing about dudes in tech,
yeah, but they're white guys or they're, like, Asian guys usually, right?
Yeah.
Or they're Southeast Asian. Southeast Asian guys, usually wildly racist, very respectable. Very nice about it.
The jungle racist. Asians are great. Shout out to jungle Asians.
Yeah. Shouts out to all the homie Vietnamese people.
Yeah,
Filipino
dude. Shout out
people.
To all my Vatos
worldwide.
If you're
from, like, South, the Southeast Asia, like, I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking South, like, Indian, right? Like, Southeast.
Oh, okay.
They're considered South. South Asian and Southeast are two different places. But
I thought you were talking about the jungle Asians.
No. Those guys are
like
cool.
The Vietnamese and the Laotians
and
all,
Laotians.
Those guys fucking rule, dude. Some of the only people I will consider drinking till 4 a.m. with are Vietnamese people.
They're in the Mexican belt. We share an equator with Mexican, like with all Mexico. You know what I'm saying? So like they're almost in the same vibe. Their culture has evolved in the same way.
Yeah,
where it's all
Mexicans
about working your. Yeah, they're working your absolute dick off and then going home and partying till 4 a.m.
Yeah, and being Catholic.
Again. And then having 17 baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's normal.
Yeah, no, it's
that's regular. You know what I'm saying? those guys rock hard.
Yeah.
And they fuck. But I'm talking about South Asian, right? South Asian guys, very racist.
Indian.
Extremely racist. Yeah. They're all Brahmin class that come out here. They work for Google. They got the job promised to them, but... Right.
Sorry, little sidebar about Indian people, and this might sound racist, and I apologize. It's fine. I have to preface it, and it's going to, and I don't care. They can really like dish out the heat, but can't fucking take it at all, dude. Like my performance improvement plan at work was because I made a joke to we have two Indians at work, and one of them's my manager, and the other one's in sales, and the one in sales is not the same class as the one in the manager, and I like the one in sales. And I was joking with him, and I was like, I'm about to call the FBI because you guys keep shipping out all the fucking scammers to make the Indian food out here because it sucks. And I got in trouble for that, and I was like, you were just shitting on white people like 5 seconds ago. And granted, that's okay, but like also, like, don't get fucking mad at me that you just said all the Indian food out here is bad, and I made a joke about scammers, which is an actual problem you have in your fucking country. Like, I was so frustrated by that. I was like, this sucks, dude. And the dude in sales thought it was funny. He thought it was fucking hilarious. He's like, yeah, we do have a problem with that. And I was like, thank you, dude. Thank you. Like, anyway, sorry. Continue. Okay.
So they're like, they have like every dude who works in tech out here that is like from that South Pacific area is fucking their Brahmin class. So they're at a much higher case level than like a normal guy. So they have these weird, they're extremely wildly racist. But no one calls them on it because people are like, oh, no, that's part of their case. It's a culture thing. And I'm like, no, dog, these just guys are virulent racists that have been.
Yeah, the caste system. Upheld.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, whatever.
It's so fucking
But, like, working with, that's kind of the only kind of racism that you deal with. Like, dudes being racist with is like that, right? Is like, and then just like white people that are, and white people who are what I like to call crypto racist. Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, dude. Right? This is I'm learning Python and I'm so excited when I get into data engineering that I'm going to be hanging out with crypto racist. I'm not going to become one, but I'm so excited.
You say that now.
I promise you, I'm so excited.
You're going to be like, Albanians do have a smaller brain pan, and you know what I'm saying? It's a very slippery slope.
But let's be honest, that might be something I say as a bit, anyways. Yeah, yeah. Like, to be real, as someone who frequently says the word gypsy, like I'm beefing with Eastern Europeans.
It's a slippery slope, dude. But what I'm trying to get at is that these guys are like the crypto racists, but like those guys, they're like one scary hood story away from like changing their beliefs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's going to be great. Like, I get to take him out and be like, where are we going? And I'm like, I'm not going to take you. And then we're going to hang out in North Sacramento.
We're going to
go into the Simone Cripphood and go to a hamburger joint. I'm going to scare the fuck out of you. And then you're not going to be racist anymore. Cause you're going to be like, actually those brown people are pretty nice.
Yeah, we're going to go to Citrus Heights. Right?
We're gonna go to where I was fucking raised. Yeah.
We're gonna go to Citrus Heights and ask people where they from. Ask them where their mama stay at.
Yeah, we're gonna go on Sayonara Street and be like, what you claim? We're gonna get a gun pulled on us. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be sick.
We're
gonna befriend some of them. We're gonna boost a car. It's gonna be a good time.
Those are the kind of like racists that you meet in tech, right? But like, since I've started working in fucking like the beer industry and then now
since you've started working in logistics you get the kind of racist I'm used to.
Well, it's the thing is that these guys are Mexican. They're my gente. They're my color. They're my people. And they're wildly racist.
It's old white men and then like 35-year-old Mexicans.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys like? Today one of the dudes
They're trying to get in on the ground floor of a building that's collapsing, but
it's fucking psychotic because today I was talking to one of my trainers. Like, he's not a trainer. He's like some random guy that he trains other trainers, whatever the fuck. But he's talking to me, and I'm talking to one of the dudes. There's like maybe what I like about the post office, actually, it's fucking lily white. There's not a lot of people of color. And when I was working out there for the beer company, I was like one of six Mexican guys because there was mostly white people out there. Right. It was mostly trailer park dudes who work that fucking job because, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I get, and the post office is like mostly Asian, and then 50-50 black and Mexican. Right. And then, so we're talking. So like, it's like half, it's like half. And then the last two quarters or like not quarters, but like the last two halves are like fucking, you split that 50%. By 25 or wherever the fuck, and then it's 25% Mexican, 25% black, right? So
yeah, you take Samoa Joe's 33 1/3% chance.
You take there's like one guy, his name's like Ramil, right? And no one knows where he's from, and when you ask him, he's like he just nods his head.
That dude's like my friend Dan. I'm convinced my friend Dan is some kind of Middle Eastern, and he never lets me hear him talk to his dad because he knows I have a different language. And he's like, I've known him for 15 years, and I have no fucking idea where he's from, like lineage-wise. No clue.
This guy's like real dark, like moreno color, like that morena color, like a brown. Like Dami color, right? That brown, but blonde hair, blue eyes. And the most fucked up teeth I think I've ever seen on a human being, right?
Damn.
So, no idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of a short guy.
Yeah, he's from somewhere that recently had a dictator.
Yeah, he's
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right? If, your teeth are mad fucked up and you're not British, your country had a dictator in the last couple generations.
One guy who's like, he's from one of the Johnnies. And I'm like, that makes less sense. Like, Azerbaijan? Like, Azerbaijani? And he's like, no, it's like Stan.
He's like, no, Johnny Mnemonic. And you're like, fucking what?
No, he goes like,
Johnny Bravo? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, he's like Stanijan or Stanny John. And I'm like, bro, that's not even place. Registering yeah, in my brain place. As a country, first dog. Off. What the fuck are you talking about?
And I'm like, Stanley like, John. Anyway, that sounds like the most racist made up shit. Sorry.
Yeah, that's where that got. Anyways, today we're talking. Me and my coworkers were talking, and we're fucking talking. And the guy's talking to me about something, and he said something to me in Spanish, and I didn't catch because I was talking to talking to one of the older dudes. One of the older dudes is a black guy, and he was telling me about the fucking route. He's like, oh, this route you want to do? This route you don't want to? You want to take your time on this one? You want to bang this one out? Because you're always going to have a split on this route because this route isn't long enough. So, you know, tell me, you know, put me up on all this shit. And I'm sitting there like, oh, thanks, bro. Like, bro. And then the guy, like the other dude who was like kind of training, he's like half training. He like, in Spanish, he comes up to me and asks me, what are you doing? And he said it in Spanish. And that fool knew what he meant because like it's not hard to say or it's not hard to like guess. But the fool said, it's like, why are you listening to that monkey is what he said.
Dude, I'm sorry. Bro. Like, that's the one thing I'm not excited about for Spanish is having to hear that, and I'm not gonna be able to laugh.
Yeah. Well, no, bro. I just like turned to him. I'm like, and I was like, I just was like, ¿qué onda? Like, what the fuck is your problem? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, right? And then, like, we walked away. Like, me and the dude were walking away, and he's showing me more routes. And then he goes like, oh, he's like, do you speak Spanish? And I go, yeah, but I'm a no sabo kid. Like, I don't really speak that much, but I know what he said. And he goes like, he's like, they got a problem with us here for some reason. He's like, all the like Mexican dudes who work on that side, they got problems with all the black people that work on this side. And I was like, bro, we're gente, dude. Like, your people are my people. Like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, what are they talking about? And he's like, you're the first person in here that thinks that way. He's like, you know, just keep it up, man. Don't let them change you. And I'm like, I intend to do the opposite. Actually, I intend to change them, dog.
I intend to challenge them.
Yeah,
I want to clear that up too. I wouldn't laugh because I thought it was funny that he got called a monkey, but like in that situation, I can't like when I hear something wildly racist, I can't actually believe it. Yeah, I can't actually believe it exists. It's like if you walked into the room, locked eyes with me, and shit your pants. Yeah. Like I would laugh at that. That's the same laugh I'm making. Is like I cannot fucking believe you just shit your pants in front of me. That's insane, how I feel about
homophobia. When people say homophobic shit to me, my initial thought is to be like, I will suck your dick.
Like, honestly, with my bisexual ass, like anytime someone says homophobic shit to me, I'm like, you're the guy that if we go out and get beers, you're gonna ask me if I can put my dick in your ass.
Yeah,
and I'll call them on it.
This episode runs crazy long. Hamwich is right. I don't put him out on the podcast main feed that often, so I'm trying something new. This is a very much scaring the hose episode, so I apologize in advance. But if you want to hear this conversation continue, go off the rails, and then get somewhere really like deep and profound, you can subscribe to the Patreon to listen to the whole thing. In the meantime, I do want to thank all the homies that made this possible. That's Fuzzy Nalgas, Grief, Hamwich, thanks for being on the show too, dog. Jay, Justin Bennington, Kevin Villasane, Kiefer, Christopher Lynch, Malik Nunez, Roboy, Shmoo, Andrew Morgado, Benny, Brody, Brian, Chris Way, Daniel Freed, Fescatch, Fred Charman, Gabriel, He Devil in France, Henry, Jonathan Weber, Josh G, Luke Simisek, Patrick Goldman, Reese, Richard Kochnar, Rianne, Sarah Zadig, Slithers, Spenny, Steven Savignano, Terrence Hudson, The Empty Set, Wax Replicas, Back in the Wood Shop, and World's Largest Micro Peen Hus. Honestly, thank you guys for being super duper patient with me. This mail shit is kicking my ass. I'm having a hard time keeping up, but there will be more content coming soon. Come to the Discord. We watch movies sometimes. Have a good one. Bye.